Radio CUC Airline FM 89.3. Passengers wishing to travel. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for City Test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hemare gari agrandan abgas va gudhe.
안녕하십니까, 반갑습니다.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
가리가 여기로, 어디 뿐인데?
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
오! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are so happy to meet you again on Friday night. Welcome to join our fantastic journey in City Temple. This is our second episode of Season 8, and today we have prepared a feature program. We are going to talk about traveling tips. Have you ever felt confused about how to get your visa easily? Have you ever fallen into selective difficulty when you want to choose a hotel? Did you just give up your decision about traveling to another country as you are afraid that you can't understand the language there? Our reporters will help you solve your traveling problems with their useful and convenient tips. Let's see what we've got for you. Here we go. Close your eyes and sharpen your ears. This is City Temple.
Hello everyone, welcome to a new edition of City Temple. I'm your old friend Sheldon, and this is the first program made by our new members, so say hello to everyone.
Hello everyone, my name is Helen, and I'm from International Journalism and Communication.
Okay, so Helen, today everyone has prepared for us some useful tips for traveling, so what have you got for us?
Today I'm talking about some tips about when you are traveling abroad. Talking about traveling abroad, I think maybe we all concern about the language problem. And so if you are going to a country, the language there you completely don't understand, then maybe you can prepare some notes in advance.
So notes, what do you mean by prepare some notes?
Well, for example, I went to Korea, this National Day vacation, and, I can't speak or read any Korean. So I searched some short phrases or sentences on the internet, such as, how much is this and how can I get to blah, blah, blah. And I write them down. So when I want to buy something, I can just show the...salesperson the notes I have prepared. It is very useful.
Yes, it's very useful tip. So when you can't speak the required language in the country, you can just put some notes instead of some useful phrases, some useful sentences. So in case of emergency, they will be very useful. And by the way, I'd like to recommend all of you an app application that was called China Italia. And that focuses on the communication between China and Italy.And there's a column very useful, it's about this kind of translation. They have prepared for the users some useful phrases and sentences, both in China and Italian. So when in case of emergency, you can just take out your phone and push the button on your phone and the audio will be played automatically. So in Italy, you will be understood very easily. So other than that language, is there anything else that you want to tell us?
Well, you know, maybe when you travel abroad, sometimes you will worry about your safety or a security problem.
Yeah, that's true, because we know that especially in some countries are very notorious for safety condition, like Brazil and especially some countries in Africa. So how would we prevent this?
First, I think the most important one is your money. So don't carry too much cash on the person, because if you can buy something with your credit card, you just use the card. If you carry too much cash when your wallet is stolen, that would make really a big trouble.
Yeah.Catastrophe.
And in my opinion, maybe you can separate your passport and your wallet, because your passport is much more important than your wallet.
Yeah, it's really hard for us to make our way back even to our country, right?
Yeah.
A teacher of mine told me a story. A friend of hers once traveled to Italy and she took the train, but she just put her bag randomly on the table on the train. And a few minutes later, she discovered that her purse was stolen. in the purse there was her passports, like her her passport or her cash, her phone, and even the air tickets. So she, a teacher told me that it was a miracle that she made it back to China alive. Yeah, passport is a very serious problem. So anything else?
This is a point we sometimes will misunderstand. When we talk about a coffee shop, it means a place where you can buy drugs, but not coffee.
What drugs? You mean like cocaine and heroin?
Yeah.
My god.
It's not cafe. It's different.
I have heard about some people talking about coffee shop, but I have never known this is a drug store. Oh my god. Very interesting. So there's much thing for us to concern about when we're traveling abroad. So thank you, Helen, for this useful tips. See you next time.
Thank you.
Bye. So hello, welcome to a new program. So this is there's another member of our new family. So say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody. My name is Satan, and I'm majoring Italian in CUC. Nice to meet you.
Okay, that's very cool, Italian. So what have you prepared for us today?
I prepared for some tips about how to book a hotel room.
Hotel room. So, accommodation is very important when we're traveling. So what are the tips?
Hotel choices when you want to book a room. So before we started picking our hotel, I think we should figure out what you need based on your situation and your destination, because a hotel cannot satisfy every requirements of you, and you should have a choice.
So we have to think over twice when we're making choices. So what else?
I think you can figure out what your requirement is, like its convenience, like its environment and its service, etc. You can find out a blank paper and list what you need on it, and then list them in order, then to search what you need on the internet based on what you have listed. And I think you should know there are lots of hotels in the hotel market. You can leave the 5-star hotel, you can leave the business chain hotels, you can leave the youth hostels, you can leave in even the guest houses. And I think there are a lot of choices, and you can choose different ways to book a room based on what kind of hotel you want to live. Like if you want to live in one of the 5-star hotel or in the business chain hotel, I think you can process a membership card, because you can get the discounts strictly, and you can have extra benefits like the breakfast or the flight distance. And the benefits of this kind of hotel is that they can assure the basic environment of the hotel, and you don't have to spend your time assuring every detail with the landlord. I think if you want to live in a youth hostels, well, youth hostels is very price quality because it's cheap.
Yeah,
and you can make friends with all the people around the world. But of course, when you want to book a room in the youth hostels, you can book it in the telephone. But I think it's enough to use the comparative website. You don't leave it twice, I think. You usually live once in those kind of hotel. But I think the disadvantages of the youth hostels is that they are too cheap. You may have security problems, and maybe the environment is not good enough, maybe a little bit noisy. And
maybe there's no place to take shower or... Yeah, that's possible.
That's right. But I think as a poor student, I have two choices that use hostels.
Yeah.
There's one last choice if you want to choose the guest houses.
Like Airbnb and like being a surfer traveler like that.
Yeah, I think especially in Japan, in Taiwan, it's a good way to experience local culture with living in guest houses.
You can talk to natives, you can learn what they're thinking about, and that's a cultural experience.
Yes, but it may be a little bit tough to make a communication with the landlord.
Yeah.
But I think it was trying.
Yeah, it was a try.
Yeah, and I think you may meet with some little problem when you book a room. Like, you may have to pay the service charge. You may have to pay the deposit to the hotel. So you should have an ID card to avoid some troubles. There are also some agreements in the hotel. Some of the hotels can cancel for free, but some are not. So you should check this when you want to book a room. And you should especially pay attention to this, because some of you are not that certain with your travel schedule. And the third part is some rules of the hotel, like you can't bring a pet with you in some hotels, and some hotels may offer the picking up service, and you can consider this when you want to book a room. And considering there will be minor in our audience, so there is a tip that a lot of hotels need adults to be checked in. If you and your company are both teenager, you may have problem in checking in the hotel.
So you need to prepare in advance to make sure what your conditions and terms for checking in, right?
Right. That's all.
Okay. That's a very detailed tips for like hotel booking though. So thank you, Saturn. We'll be looking forward to seeing you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, guys. I'm your old friend Cookie. After a long vacation, we meet again on this wonderful Friday night. And today we welcome our one new member of City Temple.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle. I'm one of the new members of City Temple. I'm so glad to be here with you guys. And today I'm here to introduce you guys to a website that will hopefully enrich your trip.
Really? What is it? I'm dying to know.
Well, it's called Airbnb, and it has actually gained quite some fame recently. It's a platform providing its users with ample sources of locally owned accommodations. And of course, those who are willing to be the host is welcome to register as well. And because the house sources are local homestays, the merge of the houses has given millions of travelers with enthusiasm indigenous culture a great way to explore more.
Oh, quite interesting. So, in what ways exactly?
Well, evidently, you will no longer sleep in the standard bed, have standard breakfast, which is usually unpleasant. Using the comparatively less money, you will be able to enjoy the delicate and sometimes exotic meals prepared just for you. You will be staying in a room probably not so spacious, but definitely cozy enough that will assure a good night's sleep. I mean, just think about it. If the host and you really hit it off, that would be one of the best things that could ever happen to you. And to be fair, Most Airbnb's hosts are fun to be with, and some of them even turn out to be quite professional. Being a habitant, the hosts are more familiar with the locals, and therefore they are more capable of giving appropriate guidance and can also be of great help when an emergency occurs. These are just some of the potential values of such way of traveling.
Oh, I see what you mean. Have you ever used this Airbnb and enjoyed a good accommodation?
No, actually I haven't used it before, but I've seen those comments of the users who have used it and they have given some very satisfying feedback.
Well, Airbnb actually promotes the idea of blending in with the particular culture.It's more about really living there, rather than being a random tourist finishing his tour.
Yeah, exactly. And thanks to the genuine and generous sharing of the hosts, the guests can be able to enjoy houses of various sorts, most of which possess an exotic air. From the host-built cabin for the adventurers to a magnificent castle. The things you've always been dreaming about and things that are way beyond your imagination are all here. It's even of more fun when a bunch of friends Airbnb together. You guys sure will enjoy a marvelous time as well. And the good thing is that if you really can't adjust to the food there, the host kitchen can solve your problem.
So you just said all those great things about Airbnb.But as far as I've heard, there are some existing problems as well.
Yeah, that's sadly to be true. The safety issue is one of them, and that's something that we can't avoid. There are some hosts with evil intentions when starting a business, and cases have happened that hosts assaulting female guests or even worse.So, a pretty girl like you better watch out and be extremely careful when you're choosing the host. Because once you get that right, the rest you need to do is just to enjoy your journey to the fullest.
I can't agree more. Actually, every college student should be careful of their belongings because we are not only the old child in our family, but also most of us can't earn our own money.And I have used Airbnb before. In my opinion, it's inexpensive and convenient.
Yeah, I can't wait to use it on my next trip.
Whoa, sounds great.
Well, Sally, it's time to say goodbye to you guys. And we are looking forward to see you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I'm Cookie. As for our trip, what should we bring before the trip? And today we invite our new member of City Temple.
Hi, I'm Melissa. Today, I will tell you what things should be prepared before traveling. First, you should prepare a large suitcase and a big backpack which can contain many things you want to bring.
Oh, as for the large suitcase, I think if you travel by plane, you should consider more, right?
Yes, the size is important. What's more, credentials such as ID card, student card, and passport are of great importance. Some cards can let you get a discount when entering the side spot.
Especially the student card. Actually, in many spots, you can even have a half discount.
Yeah, of course, you should ensure you bring enough cash and a bank card. After all, you can't do anything without money.
That's right, but I think we shouldn't bring too much cash because it's not safe.
Yes, after all, it is an internet age. Everyone should bring mobile phone, camera, and portable battery.
Especially when you are on the way to the destination.
Many people want to kill their boring time, so they choose to use mobile phone and iPad to do some meaningful things. So, this time, portable battery is very important, and I think you should buy a portable battery which can use many times.
Oh, so you mean with a large sum, right?
Yes. What's more, according to my personal experience,umbrella, tissue, and sunscreen cream is of great importance.
It all depends the weather. And umbrella, if you go to the South City, is one of the necessities.
At last, I want to remind you that you should bring the keys of your home.
Oh, it's a way to resolve one of the situations. If you just arrived in your house, but you didn't get a key and you just want to eat something and lay down your bed, but you can't get in, so what can you do?
And expect to these physical things, I think you should bring a happy mood with you.
And with your friend.
Yes. If my advice is useful to you, I will feel happy.
Thanks for our Melissa's tips, and see you next time.
Bye.
Hello everyone, this is the newest program ever City Temple, so this is the first program made by our new members, so say hello to everyone.
Hello everybody, my name is Gary, and my Chinese name is Tang Lihang, and my major is director.
Okay, so we have one of our old members here, so say hello to everyone, please.
I don't know if you guys remember me. My name is Jenny, and I major in Hindi. I was one journalist in City Temple 2 years ago, so very glad to meet you guys here again.
Yeah, so that's your Jenny went to India for a 1 year study, so here now she is back here and she joined back the fan media of City Temple. So today every member of our program has prepared for us some useful traveling tips, so what have you got for us?
First, make a list about your clothes, especially when you travel to foreign countries, so that you can avoid the temporary feels before departure. For instance, if you travel to Southeast Asia, do not forget that there will always be summer, and therefore do not forget your summer clothes.
So, clothing, that is something very important in travel. So,
yes.
We have to make a list of our clothes. So, what's next?
Many of us lived in our country over the hotel, thinking that foreign hotels have everything we need and we do not have to prepare, which is actually wrong. In Southeast Asia countries, most hotel sleepers, as well as other daily necessities, are not prepared to you. If you forget to bring them, you'll be very embarrassed.
Oh, yes, so many other hotels in other countries does not do the same way as Chinese hotels do. So, Jenny, can you recall some of your experience in India that's very special?
Well, not in other countries. In other countries, India is just quite different because, you know, there's many things they won't prepare for you in the hotel. Like, there's many mosquitoes in India because it's just like you just said that it's in South Asia. So we don't own, it's not only necessary that we should prepare summer clothes, but also some mosquito killer, because you'll be very bothered from the mosquitoes. And actually, even if the hotel has prepared many necessities for you, but it's the very occasions that it won't be very clean, so you need to use your
own staff. We have to for our daily use here anyway.
Yeah, if you want to live more comfortable, like as in your own home, so you need to use a lot of things that bring with yourself.
Okay, so what's next?
Next is we should carry good essential medicines. Traveling with some of the necessary medicines is a smart approach, because who can guarantee that we will not be sick when traveling?
Oh yes, when talking about medicine and getting sick, I think India has been a very, like, hotspot of such things. So
hotspot?
India has always been linked or connected with things like, because we know that the hygiene condition is somewhat poor. So what are the medicines or some, what are some medicines and medicines and illness that may happen in India?
Yeah, actually, India is also famous for their herbs, like China, and they also have many small shops along the roadsides which sells different kinds of medicine, which the Indians call them dawaiyang. And you can get all kinds of medicine that you want from those shops. But as a foreign student there, I won't buy medicine from those shops because I'm not sure if they are suitable for me and if they are safe.
But all Indians do that they, once they have any kind of disease, they will go to the Dabayan and get the very medicine that they want. But actually, before we came to India, we've already prepared a lot of medicines, a lot of Chinese medicines that we used to in our past days, so it can ensure that once we get sick or just like your health, there's something wrong with your stomach or cough, you can get proper.
Get in time treatment. I see. So what's next? Anything about traveling tips?
We should understand foreign customs before we traveling. For example, it's implied when you touch children's head in India, isn't it?
Is that true?
Not only children's heads, but all the people's heads, or whoever he or she is, don't touch people's heads.
Well, why?
Because it's very...
It's a religious concern or...
irrespectable.
Oh yeah, this is just customs.
And maybe there's some religious,
religious concerns.
Inhibition.
Yeah.
So what would happen if we do it?
Maybe people will get angry with you, but perhaps they won't do some severe things to you because you are a foreigner.
So everyone just keep it in mind.
Just don't do that.
We see.
Everyone just keep it in mind.
Just a taboo.
Yes, if you want to travel to India, please keep it in mind that you please do not touch the children's head.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's head, not only children's head.
Okay, so what's next?
The last one is valuable store, the total station safes. Your valuable things such as luggage should be stored in the total station rather than in a room. General of the hotels total Taiwan has this safe free short storage of guest valuables.
Okay, I have heard thrilling stories of people traveling to other places and all their luggage, everything got stolen. I have told this story once again in this program. Once a friend of my teacher's went to Italy and she put her purse just beside her on the train and it was stolen. And her passport, her cell phone, her cash, even her airplane ticket were all stolen. So it was actually a miracle that she could make it back to China alive.
When it comes to stealing things, there is one thing that I must share with you that about India. When you travel on the train in India, especially when you go to sleep for a night in an Indian train, you must be aware that always keep an eye on your luggage, but your shoes, your bags, because there once happened that foreign tourists, after a night in the train, the second morning when she woke up, she just can't find her shoes because someone has taken it. They were taking everything, not only your shoes.
Crazy.
So always keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that's very serious.
You should sleep with your shoes on.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's very serious. Especially we need to pay attention to cash, things like cash and passports. It's very important or we can never make it back to China. Okay, so this is some very interesting, useful tips and overall tips when we're traveling, especially abroad. So we have to know about other countries' customs so we will never make mistakes and cause misunderstandings. Okay then, this is the new program of Gary. So we are looking forward to seeing you again next week. So bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello everyone, welcome to a new program of City Tempo. So this is the first program made up by new members, so say hello to everyone.
Hello, my name is Liu Yitian from Beijing, majoring in broadcasting and hosting.
Okay, good. So what have you brought for us today?
Well, many people don't know the basic rules about visa, so I'm here to brought some tips about visa.
Okay, so when we're traveling abroad, visa has been a vital thing because this is a necessary thing for us to go abroad. So what are the tips of this?
Well, first, wear formal clothes as if a formal business meeting. So actually, if you want to get a visa, you have to wear something formal. That means you're more reliable. For the visa officer, they may more likely to give you the visa.
Oh yeah, this is some requirements for the clothes. Okay,
yeah,
so what's next?
Oh well, actually, if you want to get a visa, the first priority is you gotta be early. Well, actually, there are gonna be a lot of people lining up to wait for visa. So arrive early. You don't want to miss your interview just because you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah. So especially like when you're applying for visa, you generally trafficking in big cities like Beijing, and if there's a traffic jam, then it's a catastrophe. Okay, then what's next?
Well, one of the most important things is to do not get nervous. So be confident is very important. You will be more confident if you have prepared thoroughly. Smile when you meet the visa officer for the first time. Don't show signs of nervousness, such as flicker of eyes, trembling of fingers, that could go against you. So look in the eyes of the officer while you're speaking.
Oh, it's just like an interview. You have to convince the officer that you will do nothing bad when you travel to the country, so you will get a visa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay.
Sometimes maybe two candidates together meet one officer. So at that time, when the other one is talking, you'd better smile towards your visa officer and prepare to answer his or her questions at any time.
Okay.
Be confident in your answers is very important. Sometimes the officer have to know if you are trustworthy or not. If you are trustworthy enough, they may likely to give you the visa easily. But if you look suspicious, maybe they think you don't want to come back from the country.
Yeah.
That may be a catastrophe because they may not give you the visa.
Yeah, so the most important thing is to convince that the visa officer is that you will come back after travel.
Yes. You see, for now, there are many 10 years of visa in Europe, in America and Canada. But the 10-year visa does not mean you can stay there for 10 years.
So what does it mean?
If you got a 10-year multiple entry visa, it does not mean you can stay there for example, in USA for 10 years. A 10-year multiple entry visa means you can go to the US anytime within the next 10 years. You cannot stay there, but you can enter for many times.
Within the range of 10 years, so how long can we stay there with this visa? It's not...
It is usually six months.
Ah, 6 months. Okay,
I see. You can extend it more.
When I was thinking about a 10-year multiple visa, I just thought it was like a sort of residency for 10 years, so it turns out that I was wrong, okay?
Well, there will be a lot of questions raised by the visa officer, and there are going to be a lot of paperwork, so you have to prepare. Sometimes you didn't prepare enough paperwork, that may lead to a terrible end. For example, if they ask for something you didn't have, that means you didn't prepare well enough for the visa. Sometimes they ask you to prepare something in their website. They may don't want to see it at all, but you have to prepare for them.
Yeah, just in case they want it.
Yeah,
okay. Anything else?
Yeah, there will be business visa or traveling visa, but the business visa does not mean you can take on your business there. So if you want to go to a foreign country, you'd better speak their languages. For example, if you want to go to the US, go to Canada or European, sometimes it is better to speak their languages. For example, if you speak English well, they will have a better impression on you. That may give you more opportunity to get the visa.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the visa officer do not give you the pink paper that is allow you to go. Sometimes you can urge them.
We can urge them, we can raise requirements.
Yeah, we can make some requirements. For example, you can ask why am I not getting that.
So they will give you detailed feedback to know where if you have misbehavior in the interview or you have misprepared some of your paperwork.
Yeah, but sometimes if you ask that question, they will tell you the reason and maybe there will be an opportunity. They will give you the paper.
I see. Wow, so
this is very interesting.
Yeah, this is all based on manual work, so there's a lot of space to negotiate.
Sometimes if you get a developed country's visa, it is much more easier for you to get another visa. For example, if you have an American visa, it is much more easier for you to get a European visa, and even a 10-year multiple visa.
So if you are regarded as reliable for some other countries, and the other countries will also convincing for you to apply for the other visas. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, and a very important thing is you have to check your passport before you go to the visa. The passport have a deadline.
Yeah.
If you forget that may end up you can't use that
if
anymore.
If your passport expires, it doesn't mean anything. You have to do it again, do it all over again.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Yeah, so. Okay, so there's some very interesting, useful tips about applying for visas. I have never known about it, so I think they may come up in handy when I'm applying for a visa. Okay, thank you, Paul. I'm very looking forward to seeing you next week, so goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is the end of today's program. Hope you have enjoyed it. We are looking forward to seeing you next week. This is our group. Producer, Lei Xiaodong. Anchors, Xin Bixiao, Xu Yuan. Reporters, Liu Yutian, Peng Lihang, Zhuo Xuan, Chen Xuan, Xie Yihong, Wang Hanfang, Sun Li Wenbo, Mao Qinyu.一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。